Chapter 31. Ooze on down the road. Sir Stinks-a-Lot slithered sloppily down the street looking for sweet, sweet revenge. Captain Underpants, he called mockingly. Come out and play, eh? Suddenly, Captain Underpants swooped in and smashed Sir Stinks-a-Lot right on the noggin with a telephone pole. Splat! The gigantic evil blob zapped his lightning rays and swung his mighty fists, but Captain Underpants was just too quick. Old George and Old Harold stood on the sidelines, cheering for the waistband warrior. Get him, Captain Underpants! Shouted Old George. Let's win this thing so we can all go home! Shouted Old Harold. Sir Stinks-a-Lot was getting very frustrated and annoyed. Then he thought of something really smart.
Those two guys seem to know Captain Underpants pretty well, said Sir Stinks-a-Lot to himself. I think it's time to find out exactly what they know.
Sir Stinks-a-Lot raised his terrifying fist above Old George and Old Harold, then clobbered them with a powerful punch. Wham! Quickly, the energy inside Sir Stinks-a-Lot's body began to absorb Old George and Old Harold. The two old friends began to merge with the evil glob of energy, and soon the three had become one.
Ha ha ha!
Laughed Sir Stinks-a-Lot.
I've absorbed their bodies and their memories. Soon I'll know everything that they know.
Sir Stinks-a-Lot used his massive, glowing brain to quickly sort through Old George's and Old Harold's memories. He learned how they first met. He learned how they became friends. And he learned how they created Captain Underpants. Unfortunately, Sir Stinks-a-Lot also learned how to destroy Captain Underpants. A sinister sneer stretched across the blobby face of the supremely intelligent supervillain. Swiftly, he oozed over to Franz Pond, chuckling maniacally to himself.
You'd better let those guys go, shouted Captain Underpants, or I'm gonna...
You're not going to do anything,
screamed Sir Stinks-a-Lot as he swooshed his mighty hand into the pond and sent a gigantic splash of water flying into the air. Swish!